everyone, welcome back to my podcast and on my channel. And Life Goes On by Tanvi, and I am Tanvi. And this is my YouTube channel and on my podcast, depending on where you are and or what you're listening to. A very warm welcome to all of you. So I wanted to answer certain questions. And these questions, firstly, this is just a trigger warning that I'll be discussing suicide here. So in case you feel like you're not in a stable state to be listening to the answers or the topic that is being discussed, if it feels triggering, please feel free to close this video. I'm just answering these questions because it seems like with certain intentions, of course. I want to make this video out of certain intentions because I am a suicide attempt survivor. So in the year 2020, I think it was 18th June or 18th July, something like that. I think it was 18th July. I don't remember. So this is the last video that I took that day. I went out with my friend for a trek as well, and I was sort of coming out of a very difficult phase of my life. And I thought that I had completely recovered till the time I faced that one last trigger, which finally pushed me to attempt suicide. And this was like a very serious attempt. And since then I was hospitalized in Germany. I was taken care. I was firstly given medical help. I was taken to a normal hospital, and then with the recommendation of other doctors, they kept me in a separate specialized hospital, which was for mental health and psychiatry and other sorts of therapy, where I was there for a long time, and for around a month, and I actually discovered a lot of things about myself. Since then, I discovered other means of dealing with my mental health. I started using healing modalities, that is MTHS, that I also teach now. I started finding a way out in spiritual psychology and many other things. So probably I'll make another video of the ways that I found to cope with my mental health since then, and how I started, and I realized that this has to be out there. I didn't know that there was a way out of mental health disorders or my self-deprecating thoughts till the time I found a way. And when I found a way, I felt like I had to spread these ways out there. So since then, my sort of like my mission is to try my best to spread all these messages out there. So I have my own show on Manantia News called The Tara Tanvi. I have this YouTube channel. I have 3 to 4 pages on Instagram. So I have a company called And Life Goes On, where I give use spiritual psychology. I study a lot of Ayurveda and help people with their mental health. At the same time, I have recently opened my foundation, which is a non-profit organization which works for children and their mental health, because I had my first suicidal thought when I was 13 years of age. And I understand how my childhood and the stigma around mental health plays a huge role, and how important it is for us to become more aware of mental health disorders and the importance of focusing on mental health. So coming back to this video, so in this video, what I'll be doing is, since over the course of 2 years, and I'm very glad that people asked me these questions and not a vulnerable person who's probably having suicidal thoughts and finally has had the courage to tell somebody about this. When people listen to my story, and then when they get to know about it, they ask me a set of questions. Most of these questions are like very, very, they come from a place of a huge lack of awareness and importance of mental health. It comes from a place of considering mental health and mental disorders as a huge taboo in the society. It comes from a place of thinking that there is no way out of mental health, and this is something that we should never speak about. On the other hand, it's like the more you speak about it, the more it is a dinner table conversation. Like the less stigma will be there around mental health. And hence with this video, I really hope that at least a conversation is stricken when we sit at dinner table on how we approach mental health, how we speak about people who are probably going through certain mental health disorders and they choose to come out in the open and ask for help, how to help them, and how asking for help is completely normal, how helping is completely normal, and how approaching mental health, and how we should be approaching mental health. obviously, like every other video, I don't only push my videos out with the intention that it has to get certain views and, you know, has to get all this attention. But I do believe that probably if this video helps you, I'll be more than happy. If it doesn't, then it's probably for me. So I don't know. So I always put things out with that intention. And yeah, so this video will... I'll be focusing on certain questions that I've been asked, and I'll be answering those questions in this video on suicide. And because I'm being asked these questions, I've been asked these questions by multiple people over the course of around 2 years of time since I've started all these things and doing everything else, and I've started to heal myself, and I've been healing, and I believe that healing is a journey. It's a never-ending process, and growth is also a never-ending process. So... but I get asked these questions and I get these remarks quite often, and I felt like this needs to be addressed once and for all. So I know this will not be once and for all, but I hope that this gives a fresher perspective on certain things and important taboos related to suicide. So the first question that I'm often asked when people learn about my suicide attempt and my failed suicide attempt, and they're like, why did you do it? Why did you do it? What happened? Why did you do it? And to be honest, I have like sort of thought about the answer to this question. I heard a therapist say that the day we begin to take depression as seriously as we take cancer, or we approach depression the way we approach cancer, is the day we would like the world would be a better place, and we would be able to prevent suicide all over the world. So now imagine if I say that I was not depressed, I had cancer. Do people ask the same question to them? What? Why do you have cancer? You know, then why do we ask people about depression? When somebody says that they're depressed, we're always like, why do you have depression? What? What is there to have depression? The other reason why I'm often asked this question is because I've always been a good student and I had good grades, and, you know, people often perceive that your external environment or your external achievements, not just environment, but your achievements are the only reasons why your mental health can deprecate. And that's just so untrue, because I think my sense of perfectionism, my sense of wanting to be perfect at everything, oh my God, I have to be perfect. And I used to push myself over the edge, to be perfect everywhere, because this is a way of people pleasing and wanting to fit into the world. And so children who seek a lot of perfection or are perfectionists, that's sort of like quite... often in a very unhealthy way, if not done in a positive way. Of course, like, perfectionism is a good thing as well, I suppose, but like, perfection is a myth. Nothing would ever be perfect. But this was like my constant, a person who is always attempting to be perfect always also sees the flaws in everything, no matter how much they achieve. So this is like also a general concept that we all must be very aware of, that the more perfectionism you want to achieve, the more flaws you also see in the world and even within yourself. So the more perfect you want to be, the tiniest of mistakes would be sort of like unforgivable for you, and hence it would be very difficult for you to forgive yourself. So for the why I, it's because I had depression and I had a disease, and I was suffering. I had generalized anxiety disorder. I had clinical depression, and I had this. Now I understand that I have always had ADHD, which led to my sense of perfection and sort of like people pleasing and wanting external validation all the time, and that led to this point in my life. I'm not justifying that at the same time, but at the same time, I would also not want my past self to feel bad, because there was a reason why it happened. The reason was my disease, my mental health disorder, and the reason was depression. The second question that I'm often ruthlessly asked is that, why didn't you think about, did you not think about your family? How could you be so selfish? Why did you never think about your family or your parents or your sister? Why didn't you think about it? Now, let's understand this, because I was there in a place, and I've heard, because I research a lot, and I've seen this in my clients as well. A person who has suicidal thoughts, they often feel, they actually think a lot about others. It's not that they think less, it's because they think too much about others. And so there are a number of things that go into play. So even like a tiny comment by a random stranger would mean huge to a person who has suicidal thoughts or is sensitive to rejection. Okay, so at the same time, I, answering this question personally, yes, I did think a lot about my family, but I didn't think that I was valid. Because of my self-deprecating thoughts, because of all these negative self-talks, I thought that there was something seriously wrong with me and I could never be fixed because, you know, you're, because of the stigma on mental health, you're not supposed to talk about it. If you talk about it, you're crazy and there's, you're abnormal and hence you should never speak about it. And the more you speak about it, there's more stigma attached to it. And hence you begin to suppress that and you think that, oh my God, then I'm such a wrong person. When you begin to think that you're extremely wrong, you also sort of begin to feel like you're a burden on yourself. That's somewhat what I felt. I felt, and I also felt that I was, if I was such a big burden to myself, I was also being a burden on others. And so it's like people who attempt suicide, they often feel that others would be better off without them in their lives. So, and this is often because of insensitive comments as well. Like, while growing up, I have had people come to me and tell me that, you know, oh, please get out of my life. Oh my God, you're such, so irritating. You please go away. Why are you so this? Why are you so that? Please don't be in our lives. You know, things like that. And that plays a huge role in somebody's mental health. The next question that I'm often asked, and this I like answering because this is the reason why I share my story, because I didn't know that there was an answer to this question and the answer was a very positive answer. The question that I'm asked is like, are you okay now or do you still get suicidal thoughts? No, I do not get suicidal thoughts anymore. And yes, I am very okay now. But I understand that most people who ask this question, it's because, you know, they don't see a way out for themselves as well. So for example, when something happens in the past, most of us, we do not want to move out of it because we don't, like, it's not like we don't want to, but we don't put the required effort and effort in the right direction as well to come out of our situations. And hence because it is not happening for us, we don't think that it is possible for another person. So for example, when I share my story and I say that I have recovered from my mental health, and that's why I share the depths of the darkness that I faced in my mental health, and I share it because I want to show you that that was the depth of my darkness and now I'm out of it. So it's like a way of sharing that if I can come out of that phase, then anybody can do it. So instead, if somebody thinks that no, there's no way that you can get out of that, it's because they don't think that they can get out of it. Okay, so yes, I am completely fine because I have worked very hard on the way I speak to myself. That was the first step in my life where I started being very aware, very hyper aware of how I was talking to myself. You know, for example, if you wake up late or if you forget certain tasks, are you like saying that, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I used to do that, but now I don't even have that thought, you know. Oh my God, how could I be so stupid? How could I be so dumb? That matters. You know, I've worked to the level that I don't even have those thoughts, those like self, that negative self-talk also I corrected intentionally. And it was like a process in the beginning, but now I know that it doesn't really come to me that way. So I don't even talk in a negative or deprecating way about my past self as well, because I want to be loving and nurturing towards my past self, my present self, and my future self. You know, so I don't even speak about tiny negative thoughts. Oh my God, I'm so stupid. Yeah, I know I'm so stupid. You know, not even as a joke. Like, this has to be your first priority. And I always say that this is the way out of self-deprecating behaviors and the first step towards mental health, better mental health, better future is self-love. And once you have a lot of self-love, only then can you help others, only then can you heal others. But this has to change, and that can only change when you are receptive of wanting to be changed, when you want to be changed and you want to be helped. So yes, I'm completely fine. And no, I do not get suicidal thoughts because I do not even like think negatively about myself. It's like, you know, even if I'm gaining a little bit of weight, I'm like, Tanvi, this is your test that you have to learn how to love your flabs as well. You have to learn to love your face. Or even if, you know, 100 people would be saying that, oh my God, you this is wrong. But I'll be like, no, I can't talk to myself like that. And I will not allow you to talk to me like that. You know, that has to be like your, I feel like it's my duty to be there for myself. Because if I don't know how to be there for myself, how can I know how to be there for others? So yeah, so that's the answer to this question. The other question is more sensitive because I am also often asked this question. People say that, why didn't you tell anybody? Did you not tell anyone? To be very, very, very honest, I think I called up everyone I knew. I think everyone knew that I was suffering from depression, that I was going through certain phases. And I understand that most people don't even know what to do in that case. So I've made another video of what to do in case a loved one or in case you are going through certain or are experiencing suicidal thoughts. So if, you can refer to that video. There are a lot of articles on the internet as well. And it's completely fine. I think this is also a lack of awareness that people around me also didn't know what to do because, again, you know, because of the stigma on mental health and stigma on suicidal thoughts, they cannot openly ask for help. It's like asking for help is also such a taboo. I was also like, but still I was seeking help. I had a therapist as well. And I was asking for help from all my friends. I think the only thing that was missing was this self-belief that I can make a change if I want to. And this belief that there is a better tomorrow. And this is not it. If I don't like my situations, then I have the power to change them. I think this is a belief that I did not have at that time. So it's like, even if I had people supporting me, even if I had people validating me, it would, you know, help me temporarily. But in the long run, it did not help me because, you know, as soon as somebody, because my validations were solely external and within my head, it was so negative that as soon as, you know, after a person who has been validating my thoughts also quickly goes and invalidates it, or a random person comes and invalidates it because everything is external. You know, I was considering other people's opinions a lot. Then anybody who would say the tiniest negative thing about me would, I would also take that very personally. So I think this is a belief that I have cultivated in myself, that I don't take the positives or the negatives personally, because I know that even when somebody is encouraging me, it's like also projection of their own behavior. And when they are discouraging me, that is also projection of their own behavior. The only person who would, whose thoughts, you know, would ever matter are your own thoughts. So even, you know, people who say that, And I'm not saying that you should not do that, but the point is that you should not be considering other people's opinions very seriously, because if you are dependent on the positive opinions of other people and you seek validation and that is your fuel, then any negative thought would sort of stop you. Any negative comment would stop your success. Getting my point? So you have to, I think I've learned how to detach myself from what other people are saying. But earlier I was too dependent, and on the last day when it was like my final attempt, I did call a number of people, and of course they were busy, and I had an argument with somebody, and I felt like I couldn't call anybody, and I felt very alone and lonely, and I felt like, okay, nobody needs me. And hence, this is the only way out, because I want to change my situations, but I felt like I did not have the power to change my situations because and I felt very lonely, and I thought that this was the only way out. And always remember that nobody wants to die. It is just that we don't see a better future or a better outcome of our current situations, and hence we think that this is the only way out. So having this thought, changing this thought, changed my perspective majorly. And yes, I did ask for help. I am like a very vocal person. I say things out loud. You would get to know if I need help, I just ask for it. And I was asking for help, but I didn't know how to accept that help. That was one major thing. Now, the final question I'm often asked is that, isn't suicide illegal? Isn't attempting suicide illegal in India? So I was in Germany firstly, but I will speak about the laws in India, because I think that that is where I'm living at. It is where I'm living, and I think that this is where we need a little bit of an awareness. So in India, as in IPC section 309, suicide, IPC section 309 states that suicide or attempt to suicide is a criminal offense, and you can suffer from 1 year of imprisonment and fine or both. However, in 2017, there was an act called the Mental Health Act that was passed, which sort of decriminalizes this section 309, which is still there. But the Mental Health Act 2017 states that a person who attempts suicide will be presumed to have been to be going through certain mental health conditions or mental health disorders, and hence they'll be provided with help and not punishment. So in this case, they say that so if somebody is suffering from suicidal thoughts, then they should be presumed, until proven otherwise, until and unless they were proven otherwise that they didn't have any mental health disorders. Because we in India, we have a right to life, but we don't have the right to death. Okay, so that is the debate that has been going on since a very long time, and there were many cases which wanted to decriminalize suicide in India. But it is a criminal offense, but the section, this Mental Health Act that was passed in 2017, it clearly states that suicide will not be considered a criminal offense, because it will be presumed that you are sort of suffering from mental health conditions. And in fact, if a mother is going through mental health conditions and the mother has a child that is lesser than 3 years of age, then this child should not be separated from the mother. At the same time, if a person like is belonging to a separate socioeconomic group, then they should be funded for their mental health so that they get the right treatment. And hence, treatment has to be mandatory in this case. So a person who's attempting suicide should be treated and not punished. This is what the Mental Health Act in 2017 states. So yeah, so I hope that this was helpful in some way, and I really wish that people understand the importance of empathy and not just sympathy, because I see so many people who are like, oh, this happened, that's so bad. I don't think we really need sympathy. People need empathy. We really need people who would understand that because I believe that if people would empathize more with others, they would also see that how the world is filled with people recovering from their mental health. It's because we like to sympathize at a distance and think that, oh my God, because this and this happened in somebody's past, hence the future has to be defined by the past. And they cannot come out of those scenarios. But when we empathize with somebody, we understand that, okay, this happened and this is what they did. And now I understand that there's power in pain and how this person can, and how we can sort of find a way out of every situation. I always like to tell myself and remind myself every single day that every problem comes with a solution. Every problem comes with a solution. And so that's, I think, the approach that we should all have in our lives. And I hope that this video was of some help and some would do some good. If not, then I just wanted to make it, okay? So yeah, so I'll see you again next time. Please don't forget to like, share, subscribe and comment. And yeah, and bye-bye. Take care.